Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I'm so grateful that you have joined us. One of the big things at Sugar Hill Church is we want people to become disciples that make disciples. And to do that, you've got to be able to let God's Word, the Holy Scripture, saturate your soul and be able to direct you day after day after day. So today, let's tackle a subject that many of us treat as a new year, a new resolution that comes with the beginning of a school year. I can remember when my girls were young and we would set goals for each school year. This is what we're going to try to attain. This is what we're going to try to do. And in many ways, they fell apart in the first week. But this sense that we wanted to create something new because we were in a new year. Well, I read a study from a guy from Florida State who says that he would suggest that willpower is a limited resource. Isn't that true? I mean, truly, if you make too many goals, you won't have enough willpower and you can't stick to all of them. So his conclusion was, if you're going to start a new year, or in this case, a new school year, it's better to make one resolution and stick to it than make five of them and not be able to land any of them. He's taking a playbook right out of the Apostle Paul's writing that he wrote some 2,000 years ago. Look with me if you have your Bibles and look in Philippians chapter 3. Paul is writing these words from a Roman prison. And as far as he knew, every day was going to be his last day. In a sense, every day for him was the first day of school. It was a new year. He gives us the secret on how to make every new season, every new year, the best ever. And he begins by making an admission, which is the starting point for making our lives better every day. Listen to what Paul writes in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Not that I have already obtained this or I'm already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Paul is admitting that he doesn't have all of his junk together. He's done a lot, and there is yet still more to do. But even though he's been to a lot of places, there are still more places to go. He has reached a lot of his potential, but has yet to reach all of his potential. And as long as you're drawing a breath on this earth, there is always more lessons to learn, there are always more tasks to achieve, and more dreams to become realities. You see, when you lose your willingness to learn, you've lost your right to lead, to change, and to make a difference. There's always room to grow. So Paul gives us a big step. Number one, leave your past behind you. He says in verse 13, I don't consider it that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind. The first thing that we need to do as we enter this new school year is put the old one behind us. Paul had learned a tremendous lesson. You can't focus on where you're going until you forget where you've been. But if you're like me, you want to make sure that you can convey, never forget where your roots are. Here's the key to this. He is saying, I want to forget what my actions were, but I want to remember who holds me in the palm of his hand. My friend, in this new school year, you and your students challenge each other. This is a new year with a new dream, with a new goal. And let's forget what lies behind us. And he goes on to say, but let's make sure we charge forward to what lies ahead of us. What lies ahead of us is plans that a good God, a good Father has for you, plans that you might succeed wildly. So my friends, start this year out, and here would be a great goal to attain. We are going to be in the Word of God each morning, some shape, some form, somehow, even if it is this 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week with the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. We're pulling for you. We're counting on you. And I look forward to seeing you this Sunday at 9:30 or 11 a.m. at Sugar Hill Church. God bless you. Bye now. We'll be right back.